For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At the stick, from who's got it better than us to brick by brick, it's always the 49ers way, from off season to game day. Yeah, we talk back. It's the 49ers cutback.
It's 49ers Cutback Podcast time. Welcome to the show, everyone. It's time for a 49ers news update. There's been lots of information going around about certain 49ers potentially looking for extensions. Of course, Brandon Ayuk has been at the forefront of everyone's minds because he's looking for a contract. The 49ers are looking to facilitate a contract, and it has been a little bit of a waiting game. And we've gotten new reports over the last week, and I've waited and got research done and tried to figure out exactly where the contract negotiations stand, where exactly the money stands, how much money does Ayuk want, how much are the 49ers offering. We're going to talk about that in this episode. We're also going to get into Trent Williams, George Kittle, some things that they might be doing down the road, contract extensions, potentially creating extra cap space. That's going to be a little bit interesting of a conversation, then just some recent news. So we're going to get all updated on what the 49ers are doing as far as news, as far as some contract stuff, and just get the current updates of the offseason, because I think it's pretty important to go through some of this stuff and just see exactly where the 49ers sit. It's always an interesting time of year in these period between minicamp and training camp. But I think these are actually interesting information, so we'll get into that. Like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. I really appreciate it. If you're listening on audio platform, 49ers Cutback on Believe, please give it a 5-star rating. If you're going to bet with Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. So I want to start talking about Brandon Ayuk, because Ayuk has been probably the most polarizing of the 49ers offseason players that we've had to figure out exactly what his number was going to look like. We've heard that it was going to be 26, 27, 28, 29, even $30 million potentially to bring Brandon Ayuk back to San Francisco. And the question was, how much were the 49ers going to offer? Now, with every single negotiation, there runs risk. You run risk of potentially the market exploding and your player being worth more money today than he was worth when you first started negotiating. For the 49ers, is that true? Well, we don't know. But one thing we do know is John Lynch and Parag Marathi always put a number on a free agent. They have a value for Brandon Ayuk. Now, they're willing to somewhat work with that value, potentially depending on what the market looks like. But I think Justin Jefferson's contract has to be somewhat put as an outlier. That money is ridiculous, being paid 7% more than the top wide receiver at the position before him and Tyreek Hill. That's a little crazy. So I don't think Ayuk is expecting to get that money, and the 49ers definitely aren't expecting to pay him Justin Jefferson money, but they are expecting to give him a pay raise, and he wants a significant pay raise. But this week, something interesting happened. Matt Maiocco went on to KNBR, and he said this. Now, with the wide receiver Juwan Jennings deal and Ricky Pearsall, the exploding wide receiver market, I'm just not nearly as confident in saying that the 49ers are going to re-sign Brandon Ayuk. I don't think it's a slam dunk that the 49ers are and Brandon Ayuk's representation work out a long-term extension. You've been hearing optimism. You've been hearing about good conversation. John Lynch talking about Brandon Ayuk and the fact that they felt like there's been good communication. They're at a good place. And then all of a sudden, Matt Maiocco comes out and says, potentially not so good. And Matt Maiocco, of course, was supposed to join me and Mark on the Red and Bold show tomorrow. He had to go ahead and postpone until sometime in July, hopefully. But he had some stuff going on, so no Red and Bold show with Matt Maiocco tomorrow. But you can join me live at 2 p.m. I will be live, and you can come on here, ask me any questions you want to ask right on YouTube, and I'll be more than happy to get into those. But Maiocco, usually when he speaks from a place of understanding, of knowing where the 49ers are coming from. It's not often that he's completely off base. So him implying the 49ers may be willing to let Brandon Ayuk play on a fifth-year option could be looked at a couple of ways. Number one, it might show their unwillingness to be meeting Brandon Ayuk halfway up when it comes to the wide receiver market and how much money he's going to make. Or it could signal that this is a little bit of a ploy for the 49ers to say to Brandon Ayuk and his team, like, hey, if you aren't going to work with us, you're not going to come down on your money. We'll just let you play in your fifth-year option. You'll only get $14.1 million this season, and we could always franchise tag you next year. I think this is interesting, and I watched Maiocco talk about the fact there's three options for Ayuk. The 49ers signed him to an extension, and he stays in San Francisco for a while. Option number two, he plays on his fifth-year option, potentially gets franchise tag. The 49ers still have 2 years of control. Or option three, they potentially trade him when it gets to the trade deadline. I think that one is probably the one I least expect for the 49ers to do. So this is going to be an interesting way the 49ers handle Brandon Ayuk. But it wasn't just Matt Maiocco that came out and talked about this, but also Mike Silver. And Mike Silver from the SF San Francisco Chronicle has been locked in pretty good when it came to information from the 49ers. And he said he's hearing the 49ers offer is in the $26 million range. So it's not, you know, anywhere near Justin Jefferson. Of course, it shouldn't be, but it is above Devontae Smith, and we'll talk about that in a second, and closer to Amon-Ra St. Brown, which could be believed to be that next tier of wide receiver where he's at. Now, that $26 million that the 49ers reportedly have offered Brandon Ayuk would make him the eighth top wide receiver, so a top 10. Just so everyone knows, Deebo Samuel is not even a top 10 wide receiver in per year average right now. He has fallen out of the top 10 with all the new contracts. So Brandon Ayuk would be number eight if they offered him and he accepted $26 million. That $26 million would help him surpass Devontae Smith, who is currently making $25 million per season, but would have him behind the $26.7 million at Cooper Kupp makes. And I think that's been one of the conversations me and Mark had it on the Red and Bull show as well, is where do you see Brandon Ayuk? Is he a top five wide receiver? If he's a top five wide receiver, the $26 million doesn't touch it. If he's a top 10 wide receiver, it seems like fair market value if you're looking from the 49ers' point of view. Now, of course, the player, in this case, Brandon Ayuk, he doesn't want to get paid where that eighth overall. He wants to be closer to the top, and he should. You should always want to get your money. So, according to a source, Mike Florio said the $26 million average is less than the Amon-Ra St. Brown $28 million average that we know Brandon Ayuk is at least interested in potentially getting. So Ayuk is seeking to get more of the Amon-Ra St. Brown deal, and Amon-Ra St. Brown's contract looks like it's about $30.2 million per year, but it actually ends up being about $28 million per year in actual size, actual value. So you have $26 million apparently offered, according to Mike Silver, the 49ers have offered Brandon Ayuk. And then you have Ayuk potentially, according to Mike Florio, wanting the Amon-Ra St. Brown deal. Well, this is something that came out from TJ Houshmandzadeh, 95.7 The Game. He said, if the 49ers want to get B.A. signed, give him the Amon-Ra deal. I guarantee he'd be in there tomorrow. They don't want to do that. If they offered him Amon-Ra's deal, he would be in camp. Now, that was TJ Houshmandzadeh on 95.7 The Game. So, are we really that far apart? Because if the Amon-Ra St. Brown contract appears to be 30, but is really 28, and the 49ers have offered $26 million, we're potentially $2 million away from each other. 49ers could give him just enough to get over the $28 million Amon-Ra makes. Could do something like they did with Trent Williams, where he just fractionally got above the highest paid offensive tackle to make him the highest paid. But in this case, to make Brandon Ayuk feel that he's number one in that tier of wide receivers, could you give him $28.1 million? It all depends on what the 49ers are interested in giving. But just to give a baseline of the top 10 wide receivers in their contracts, Justin Jefferson, of course, just got a huge four-year, $140 million deal that boils down to $35 million per season. He is number one. A.J. Brown at $32 million is number two. Amon-Ra St. Brown at $30.2 million or $30.002 million would make him the third best. And, of course, 4 years, $120 million. We know that contract doesn't actually boil out to be that. He's actually around $28 million, which would put him as far as around Devontae Adams, because Tyreek Hill makes 30. Jaylen Waddle's new deal gives him 28.25. So, you know, potentially the 49ers maybe go to 28.3 and make Brandon Ayuk a top five wide receiver. Would that get it done? I think it's interesting. At number six, Devontae Adams, $28 million. Cooper Kupp is seventh at 26.7. And then Devontae Smith at 25 is eighth. Nico Collins, new contract, 24.25. And DK Metcalf, $24 million. So what the 49ers offered him would put him at number eight. What he actually wants would put him right there with Devontae Adams for number six. Maybe he wants a little bit more to be number five. If you're paying him $28 million as a top five wide receiver, I don't know why he would be turning down that money. So I don't think the 49ers have got to.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
28 yet. And why don't I think the 49ers have gotten to 28 yet? Because, I mean, the way that TJ Houshmandzadeh said that, it definitely makes you believe, potentially, you know, that he'd be willing to take that deal. But this is another reason. This came out yesterday, and Brad Grant from the SF Niners has put out this graphic, and this is Ayuk's thoughts on the 49ers. He says, "My home is here. My family is here. Everything I know is here. I want to be a 49er beyond this season." So the fact that Brandon Ayuk has spoken out about that, I think he's showing his willingness. Does that mean there's a willingness now to come to the table and meet the 49ers halfway? And are the 49ers willing to meet halfway? If it's 30 and it's 26, you got to think it's going to be 28. If it's somewhere around 28, can the 49ers get it done? I think it's interesting. But I think that this, even though Matt Maiocco said it doesn't look optimistic, I wonder how much of that is an actual bargaining ploy by the 49ers and negotiation tactic to potentially get Brandon Ayuk to want to come down a little bit. Because if he is trying to make $30 million and you're trying to get him to 28, this would be a good reason why. But anytime a player comes out and says, "Hey, I want to be here. This is where I want to be," you got to think they're leaning towards going ahead and getting something done. So hopefully the San Francisco 49ers and Brandon Ayuk can get something done. A little bit of pessimism coming from the media. Hopefully that more optimism will come from John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan and Brandon Ayuk, and they'll be able to get a deal done and get Ayuk back in San Francisco. And then a surprising report came out is that Trent Williams is interested in an extension. This is according to Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. And what he said was Trent Williams wants a new contract. Williams is still the best left tackle in the NFL, but is 35 years old. Should the 49ers pay up and, you know, can they afford it? And the interesting thing about this is Fowler said it wasn't imminent, but it was an interesting thought process. Trent Williams, 3 years left on his deal, no guaranteed money. And the 49ers restructured Trent Williams last year, added a dead year, dead cap, so that way they can kind of spread out some more money. But the fact that Trent Williams is interested in potentially signing a new contract is good news for the 49ers. It's twofold. First off, if he's going to sign a new contract, it means he has intent to play more seasons. And that was a thought process a couple years ago. Was it going to be Trent's last year after this season? You know, did Trent have 1 year left? Was he going to come back? And I know last year he said he thought he could play 2 years. And then there were reports potentially that he thought he could play to 40. So Trent Williams wanting an extension is something that you could do the way you did McCaffrey. You can lower cap numbers in the early years and then kind of spread it out over the later years. So this is good news for the 49ers. This is according to Over the Cap. San Francisco would save $15.1 million in 2024 if they did an extension with Trent Williams. They would save $17 million in 2025 and $24.8 million in 2026. In 2027, the 49ers would save $42.2 million with an extension to Trent Williams. So that's why him deciding potentially to keep playing is significant for the 49ers. They can kick the can all the way down the road and save a lot of money and put those cap hits, the big cap hits, in 2028, 2029, 2030, when potentially even more money and more revenues coming in. But it would buy you some more time with this group and this core group that could potentially go win a Super Bowl. And Trent Williams has still been playing at a very elite level. His scores when it comes to pass blocking and run blocking have been very good, but he has been fantastic over the last several years and the last four with the San Francisco 49ers. He's done a very good job, the number one tackle. And just to look at the offensive tackles, as far as highest paid offensive tackles in the NFL per year, Penei Sewell with his new deal at $28 million leads the way. Then Laremy Tunsil at $25 million. Andrew Thomas at $23.5 million. And then Trent Williams at $23.01 million. Jordan Mailata with his new deal with Philadelphia at $22 million. So Trent Williams is still paid as a top five offensive tackle. In fact, he's number four. So it's not about him not getting paid, but the 49ers could make him number one again as an offensive tackle as far as pay per season and still give themselves cap help. They're looking for ways to be able to help themselves with the cap moving forward in 2025, 2026, 2027. And these types of deals, the way that they're structured, help you be able to do that. So Trent Williams wanting an extension is good for twofold. And we talked about the contract reasons, but just how about the fact the 49ers don't need a left tackle potentially for a few more years? With Trent Williams being there and being able to be the player that he has been, and he hasn't fallen off. You know, if he's fallen off, it's very minimal, which means three more years, you're locked in to having the best offensive tackle in the NFL. That's good news for the 49ers, because then you keep your plan, your offensive line philosophy that you've talked about over the offseason with Chris Foerster intact with Trent Williams. So it would make Trent Williams 38 years old at the end of the 3 years. But with reports that he could be interested in playing till he's 40, it's not so surprising. Well, Jeremy Fowler wasn't done there. He also said that the 49ers and George Kittle might be headed towards a contract extension next season. So not quite as imminent. And why not quite as imminent? Because the San Francisco 49ers actually restructured Kittle's contract for a second straight year this year. They did it to get cap compliant before free agency started. He was scheduled to make a little over $20 million, and now he will make $9.5 million against the cap this season. So they created some cap space and made Kittle's price tag a lot more reasonable. And then next year, Kittle money goes back up to nearly $20 million. It'll be the final year of his deal. And at age 31, you know, a lot of people will say, hey, just go ahead and move on from Kittle. But moving on from Kittle would actually only save you $3 million. And do you want to move on from George Kittle when he's the only tight end in the NFL that went for over 1,000 yards last season? And imagine that. George Kittle being the dynamic player that he is, not just in the run game, but in the passing game, and catching the football with a core muscle injury, went over 1,000 yards for the third time in his career. It doesn't exactly signal to me a guy that's slowing down when it comes to production. Could he be slowing down in speed? Maybe. But what he's losing in speed, he's making up for in intelligence and understanding and wit. So I think he's going to be just fine in the way that he goes about his business. The 49ers might be looking to extend George Kittle. And once again, with an extension, the same way that Trent Williams would create more cap space, an extension with George Kittle would do the same. And they could take that money that you have in dead money from the restructures and kick the can down the road. So I think you're going to hear a lot more about veterans the 49ers potentially want to bring back and somewhat move that money. You can take the money from now and move it to later. And that's exactly what the 49ers are going to do. And it's what they need to do to make sure they continue to stay in front of the salary cap. They figured out a plan. They're sticking to it. Some players, they still got to get extended. Another player that might come up as far as an extension, because it makes a lot of sense to kick his money down the road as well, is Charvarius Ward. So we'll see if something comes out about Charvarius Ward over the next month to 2 months about his contract situation. He is entering the last year of his deal, and the 49ers would, I'm sure, love to get something done with him. Good news that's not anything contract related is that Christian McCaffrey is now on the cover of Madden, fulfilling a lifelong dream. Christian McCaffrey apparently has always wanted to be on the cover of Madden, and he becomes the first 49er to be on the cover of Madden and in the United States. Of course, I did see that Garrison Hurst had been on a European cover of the game in 1999. I think that's pretty interesting. And there was a PC version that had Jerry Rice on it, but that was back in the day. But the modern day Madden, the way that, you know, it's been, has never had a 49ers grace the cover. And here we go. First time in over 25 years that you're going to have a 49er on it. It's Christian McCaffrey. And Christian McCaffrey definitely deserved to be on the cover. I know people are concerned with the Madden curse, but I think the Madden curse ran its course back in the early 2010s when the injuries stopped. All of a sudden, people stopped getting hurt that were on the cover. Patrick Mahomes has won multiple times, even though he was on the cover. I think that the Madden curse is done and gone. And Christian McCaffrey, in fact, I'm hoping that it goes the opposite way and he has like Patrick Mahomes and wins a Super Bowl being on that list. So good news for Christian McCaffrey. Congratulations being on there and 49ers represented on Madden for the first time. That's pretty fantastic. Love to hear it. Another thing that the 49ers have going on with their team and their players is they're very well liked around the league. We know the 49ers are the best traveling team in the NFL. They also help out when they go to other stadiums and buy the most beer. And now two of the players have two of the top 10 selling jerseys in the NFL, as Christian McCaffrey is number 5 selling jersey in the NFL and Brock Purdy number 8. Both those guys are fan favorites around the league and with 49ers fan base. So pretty cool that the 49ers have a couple of guys that are moving merch. And of course, we've seen guys like George Kittle be able to move merch in the past. And Nick Bosa, 49ers have very likable and very talented players. And when you're some of the best players at your position, you're going to get attention and your jerseys are going to sell. I myself own a Brock Purdy jersey. I would love at some point to own a Christian McCaffrey jersey. And now that he signed an extension, maybe that is something that I'll go ahead and get into. So thanks so much for joining. Please like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. I really appreciate it. If you've got questions you want me to answer on tomorrow's show, go ahead and send them in. You can leave them in the comment section down below, or you can message me at any of my social medias. It's 49ers Cutback, or also 49ersCutback@gmail.com, and I'll make sure I get to those. If you just want to join me live and ask questions there, you can do that as well. This episode was brought to you by Bet Online. The game starts here. I'll catch you guys on the next one. Until then, stay safe. And remember, the right way is always the 49ers way.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.